The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
What is something that just gets you worked up in the morning? Gets your blood pressure going, really gets in your craw? Because behind the scenes here at the radio station, I've got to tell you what I'm looking at. So I'm working from home today because our older dog had a little bump removed. So she's in a cone. She's doing well.
Aww.
That's what happens when you're a senior dog, get a little lumpy and bumpy, but she's doing fine.
Some good news today at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Some really good news. So I'm here at home watching Radar on the iPad in the studio, and he is moving his head left and right. I could tell he's getting worked up. He has his hands on his hips.
I said some choice words.
And he goes marching out of the studio. And I said, what is going on? What are you doing? Tell everybody at home what is happening in the studio right now. Because I kind of guessed originally, because I know you and we've worked together long enough now.
You know this already.
You've now done this twice. What
and
is it?
Somebody keeps doing it over and over. So I will continue to do this. I'm fighting with whoever is turning the light on in the hallway that faces the mixed studio. We've got a window we can look out of. And the light above the window is like, it's so bright, I just get this glare that keeps coming into the studio, and I'm like, who the keeps turning this on? So I go out there and I flip it off. Somebody else walks by and does it. We gotta turn it on. There's nobody here.
There are other morning shows that are here, but I'm with you because Radar and I, we like it really dim lit.
How the studio
is. We have dimmers on the lights in the radio studio. We've got some holiday lights that we've kept plug-ins since a couple years ago that give a nice ambiance. We have a lamp because those reality lights, you know, work lights.
Those work lights are terrible.
They're horrendous.
Yeah.
Especially when you get into work at 5 o'clock in the morning. Nobody wants to have those lights on.
Nuh-uh.
We keep it dimly lit. And there's glass around the studios. And so I can understand what you're saying with the glare because I'm right there with you. But where I sit, my back is to the windows.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
I don't see the glare like you do, but I can tell this has gotten you so fired up this morning. And it's just funny to me because it's one of those little small issues that can happen in your workday
that
can just set you off to say, what the heck? Why is this happening? You have your routine. You have
what you
like, your setting. You've got a vibe going there. But I had to tell you all this is happening behind the scenes here. Because you've gone out twice to mess with these lights. Now, are the lights on or off now?
Oh, they're on right now. Because as we started talking, I don't know who it was. I just saw a shadow because I'm running the controls here. I'm looking at our screen. And I saw a shadow walk by or someone walk by, a figure. And I looked up and I went, the lights are back on. I just flipped them off like twice. Why are people turning them on? There is a copy machine there. So people do print things and copy things. So maybe that's why they turn the light on. But I'm sick and tired of looking up.
You can still see, though, because there are lights out there that work.
You can't,
You don't have to have all of the lights on like it's Clark Griswold in the hallway. Now, I feel like you need to put tape over the light with a note because, look.
Great idea.
The sales team has their meeting at 9:30.
I don't care.
So I feel like you could have tape on there that says, lights are
turn
off until
them
9 o'clock.
Off and keep them off because I don't. 9 o'clock? Girl, we're on till 10. I want them off the entire time I'm here.
You want them off the entire time?
I want them off the entire time. I need sunglasses. I might go out to my car and put my sunglasses on if people continue to turn this light on because it just shines right in my face.
I wear my
sunglasses at work. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Who listening to this? What little thing at work just drives you nuts.
Other people, hear it.
Put in place, maybe someone's constantly taking your pens, or maybe it's one of those things that somebody needs to turn the printer on in the morning and they don't print it out. Like, what is that little thing that if you start your day and that's not the way it needs to be, you feel like your whole morning's out of whack? You can call, you can text 414-432-1099. We know we're not alone on this.
There's got to be people out there.
There's people out there.
Yes.
Who listening has this one little thing? Because I'm with you, Radar. If I was in studio with you this morning, I'd feel the same way about the lights. It's like, hey, guys, we got a vibe
what are we
going
doing?
On here.
What?
The lights need to be off.
What are we doing? And if you're new here or you're coming in early to work, there's a rule. The rule is you do not turn the lights on. Leave them alone.
Tape up the lights until 10 o'clock, Radar. I really want you to do that and see what happens.
I'm doing it right now.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
All right, Peggy, what's that thing at work that just gnaws at you, that pet peeve? People keep doing it. They're taking your pens or something, because here at the Mix Studios, someone keeps turning the light on in the hallway and it's blinding me, and we never have that light on. I don't know who keeps doing this.
Oh, that would aggravate me. But the opposite is if I'm working at my desk and all of a sudden the lights shut off because they're like motion sensor, and you're busy typing at your desk, and you're like, man.
It just keeps going on, going off.
You have to move to set the sensor back to turn them back on. And you're like, dude, you're trying to work.
You're waving your hands. Come on, lights. Yep.
Peggy, we have a bathroom like that here where the sensor is, I swear, if you don't move in 30 seconds, it turns off. And there was one morning I was in that bathroom putting on eyeliner.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the light turned off. And I have eyeliner on my eye. When I finally moved and got the light going, I look like a raccoon on that side. I don't know what I was doing. I'm like, what the heck?
Don't let her fool you, Peggy. She was going number two and it happened and she panicked.
I sat too long.
Thanks, Peggy.
You're welcome.
Let's roll over to Cudahy, where Lisa is hanging out. Lisa?
Oh, my work irks. So I'm an ER nurse, and all the doctors, the providers, they're always forever stealing my stethoscope or my bandage shears. And it's always like, oh, I'll give it right back. No, you don't. You know how many I bought in the last, like, 15 years?
Oh, my gosh. How many would you guess that you had to buy?
I think I bought about 11 now.
Oh!
Why would
they walk away with it?
Wait a minute. They take your stethoscope. Now, my daughter is going to school for nursing. She had to buy her own stethoscope. People actually just take yours?
Yes, because they need to borrow it because they have to run into a room real quick and they don't want to have, you know, grab theirs. So then they grab the nurses and then, oh, I'll bring it right back. No.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, you need to have one that it's like a Chicago Bears lanyard type thing, because no one will take that one.
Yeah, stop it. Everybody will be fighting over it.
Oh, I do work with a lot of Bears fans too, so.
Oh my God. Okay, Vikings. No one wants the Vikings.
There you go.
Thanks so much for the call. So we've got some texts we've got to get to here. Again, you can call or text. What is your work irk? Thank you for the name, Lisa. 414-432-1099. A 262 number says, I can't stand it at work when people talk on FaceTime in the break room.
Right.
Or anytime. If you're not on the call,
right,
why do we want to see or hear Kathy from, you know, down the street that's FaceTiming you about what happened in the neighborhood?
Did you let the dog out this morning? No.
Yeah, I did. I let the dog out.
Okay, I keep telling you all the time. Turn it off.
Here's another one of 414 when it comes to your work irk. It drives me nuts when my coworker, they dropped the name.
Oh boy.
We'll leave that out. It drives me nuts when my coworker chews with his mouth open.
Oh, yummy.
Here's another one from a teacher, a 414 text into the text line. I've gotten to the teacher's lounge bathroom twice already this school year and the toilet paper roll was empty.
Come on, people. You got to pay it forward.
You got to pay it forward, and you got to roll that paper forward, too. Roll that paper.
You also got to wipe
paper.
You also got to wipe backwards, so just make sure you remember that. Pay it forward, wipe backwards.
So, okay, we're not alone. For Radar getting all worked up, and he did, by the way, put tape over the lights.
And somebody just turned a dang light on. I got to go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.